בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. Now נתראה בפסח, בסייעתא דשמיא. 30 יום קודם החג, דורשים בהלכות החג. So I would like to give some taste about פסח הבא עלינו לטובה. But it's not only related to פסח, it's related to the life. Because the source of all the גלויות is גלות מצרים. The source of all the geulot is geulat Mitzrayim. I'm more what we understand, what happened in the beginning, this can bring us more close to the end. Exactly how we say, En gaalt chem, acharit kereshit. We know in Jewish life, every beginning and every end is very special. Somebody build house. He put a cornerstone, Even Pina, and we celebrate. Obviously, when somebody finish his house, we have big celebration, Chanukat HaBayit. Somebody go to war, and he build his house, but he never have opportunity to celebrate. Yeshuv LeBeito. He go back home to celebrate the new house what he build. Every Kohen, age of 20, would start to work in Beit HaMikdash, the first day of the Avodah, he have status of Kohen Gadol. He not allowed to live for 24 hours Beit HaMikdash. If one of the close relatives, parents, grandparents, uncles, passed away, or children, he not allowed to go to the Levaya. He have status of Kohen Gadol. When the Chashmonaim walk into Beit HaMikdash, obviously they can light the menorah with the unkosher oil, with shemen tameh, but they decide to like with shemen taor, because every new beginning we need to try to do this in the best way in life, in a pure way, because this go to affect everything in the future. Shlomo HaMelech say, Tov acharit davar mireshito. We have two explanations. One, Tov acharit davar, the end, the finale, if it's good, this taste that we take with us, or tov acharit davar, when acharit davar, when the end is good, mi reshito. If the beginning was great, this go to affect everything what we're going to do later. And we have many, many other divrei chazal, which show us how beginning and end, every time, is very unique, very special. Chazal talk a lot about this when we come to Rosh Hashanah, how to make the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah about the meals, what we need to learn in the meals, how we need to what we need to talk in this meal, because this goes to affect all the year, how the year goes to look. First night of Pesach, obviously, Sukkot, etc., etc. Geulat Mitzrayim, the beginning of Geulat Mitzrayim start with snake. The end of Geulat Mitzrayim, end is mean, end, in the way out, end with dog. 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 כך אומרים באנגלית, אני לא יודע. אין בעיה. Dog. And I would like, בסייעתא דשמיא, to learn about these two animals. The snake and the dog, and to see how it's relevant for us to our daily life, and how it was important in Geulat Mitzrayim. Because every Geula in life, personally Geula, what everybody need, and for Klal Israel, relate to these two animals. The snake and the dog. Anachash ve'akelev. And we will start B'Siyata Dishmaya with a few questions, and step by step we will see something Pil A playing. Mamash Olam Abba Ba'Olam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, please go talk to Am Israel, tell them the redemption soon. Moshe Rabbeinu answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Parog Afuan Vayan Moshe Vayomer Ve'en Lo Yaminu Li Ve'lo Yishmeu Bekuli Ki Yomru Lo Nira Elecha Hashem Ribono Shel Olam. With all the respect, nobody will believe me. Why? Because last time when I see Jew in front of my eyes, Ivri in front of my eyes, was 40 years ago or 60 years ago. It means it depends on what age Moshe ran away from Paro, age of 20 or age of 40. Now he age of 80. It means new generation arrived to this world. They don't know anything about me, and if they know only stories, but not so much, they say to me, "Who are you? We never see you. From what place you arrive?" Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "En lo yaminu li lo yishmeu bekuli, ki imur lo nira elecha Hashem." Chaval al hazman, I go to waste my time. Vayomer elav Hashem, ma ze biyadcha, vayomer mate. What you have in your hand is stick. Vayomer hashlichehu arza, vayashlichehu arza. Vayin nachash, he changed to snake. Vayin as Moshe mipanav, he scared, he moved, he ran away. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, shlach yadcha veyachoz biznavo. וישלח ידו ויחזק בו ויהי למטה בכפו. And he come back to stick. למען יאמינו כי נראה אליך השם אלוקי אבותם, אלוקי אברהם, אלוקי יצחק ואלוקי יעקב. My first question is, how the miracle about the stick what changed to snake? And snake what come back to stick? Answer the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu have excellent question. לא יאמינו לי. קדוש ברוך הוא, I'm not the right person. With all the respect, send somebody else. Because give him answer. How through the miracle, how the stick changed to snake, and the snake changed back to stick. How this miracle answers the concern, the question of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is question number one. Question number two. In the way from Egypt, in the way from Egypt is mean after Makat Bechorot. When we, in the main street of Egypt, outside, with all the donkeys, with the luggage, etc., etc., we have one more miracle. One more miracle. After Makat Bechorot, what miracle we have after Makat Bechorot? After Makat Bechorot, what? What miracle we have after Makat Bechorot? We in the way, it's the morning. Siat Mitzrayim, this is the big, but I say, Makat Bechorot, before we leave Egypt, Yitzhak Mitzrayim is when our leg leaves the exit of the miracle what happened in the way from Mitzrayim. Paro gavtu lechol bnei Israel lo yicherats kelev leshono lemeish ve'ad be'ema lemaan tidun ki yafli Hashem ben Mitzrayim u ben Israel. In the way for Egypt, a lot of dogs, Egyptians have big dogs. No one of them jump off every one of us. Ulechol bnei Israel lo yicherats kelev leshono. And why we need this special miracle? Why is this miracle what the dog of the Egyptians never attacked us when we leave Egypt? Why is it so necessary? To teach us a special lesson. What lesson? HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptian. And my second question is, wow, I don't understand why we need this miracle. We have full ear. We stand plagues. What all the time the plagues, one after the other, show us our Kadosh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptians. Ine, we start Makat Arov, Parog of Serd, Viflati Bayom Ahu, you can put line, Viflati Bayom Ahu, at Eretz Goshen, Sherani Omed Elele Bilti Yotcham Arov. It means not Arov, the enemies never attacked in Eretz Goshen. Parog of 4, Dever, Vifla Hashem Ben Mikne Israel, Uven Mikne Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the animals attacked the animals that belong to the Egyptians, not to us. Ve'lo yamut lekol bnei Israel davar. Paro never believe. Paro gafor. Pasuk zayin. Les pasuk vayishlach paro v'hinei lo met. You can put line. Mimikne Israel ad echad. If it's not enough, we continue. Paro gafayif. Makat abarad. Other line. Vayach abarad bechol eretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk avav. Please put line. Rak be'eretz Goshen. אשר שם בני ישראל לא היה ברד, זה הל, never attacked, ארץ גושן. Not enough, פרוג אב סיקס, מכת חושך. ויהיה את משה את ידו על השמיים, ויהי חושך אפלה בכל ארץ מצרים, לספיים מפרוג אב סיקס, ולכל בני ישראל היה, put line please, היה אור במושבותם. We have light, they have dark. מכת בכורות, פרוג אב סבן. ויאמר השם, כה אמר השם, כרצות הלילה, אני יוצא בתוך מצרים, ומת כל בכור. בארץ מצרים, every בכור, go to die, מבכור פרו, היושב על כיסו, על בכור השפחה, אשר על הרחיים, וכל בכור בהמה, הייתה צעקה גדולה בכל ארץ מצרים, וכו' וכו', ביאס, nothing happened. And ine, now, the last posuk, posuk zayin, ulechol bnei Yisrael, lo echatz kelev leshono, למאיש ועד בהמה, למען תדעו אשר יפלה השם במצרים ובין ישראל. Because remember, this miracle with the dog never happened in the night. Because in the night, where all of us stay? In the house. The door is closed. We're not allowed to pass the enter, the exit of the house, then, until sunrise. When we come outside, this means in the way from Egypt, now we have the extra miracle. The dogs never attacked us. Why? To teach us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptians. I really not understand why we need this. It's not necessary. Makkah after Makkah, plague after plague, we see this miracle. It's why we need the miracle with the dog before we leave Egypt. This is a second question. Good. Say there. Vayter. Shelah Mispar 3. We find in paragraph 8. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu later, Bo, daber el paro melech Mitzrayim. Before he said to him, go to speak to Paro. What Moshe Rabbeinu say? Pasuk Yud-Bet, please put line. Vayidaber Moshe lifnei Hashem le'emor. En b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. Ech ishmaeni Paro. Ve'ani aral tzpataim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo ze respect. Am Yisrael never care about me. Am Yisrael never listen to me. Paro, he never look of me. Excellent kal vachomer. What Hashem answer to him? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron vayitzavem. Please put line. Vayitzavem el bnei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim. He recommend them. You need to go to talk to Paro. The question is, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all the respect, Moshe Rabbeinu ask you good question. Great kal vachomer. If Am Yisrael never listen, for sure, who also never listen? Paro. No, give him answer. Why you never give him answer? A. B. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Bo, daber el Paro. What does it mean, bo? Please, go talk to Paro. He asks you a question. What you say to him? Listen, you need to go. Vayitzavem. He recommend them to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to recommend them? Says this to him from the beginning. Paro, he asks a question. You want to give him option? You want to do this in a nice way? Answer of the question. What he asked is, I not understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu never give answer to Moshe Rabbeinu of the question, and why after he asked him nicely, he recommend him to go to speak to Paro. This is not my question. This is a question of Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Please, you can look in paragraph 9. Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Kashe. In the end of the first page. Page number 2. Kashe. Echan Tshuvat El Elyon לדברי שלוחו. Where's the תשובה? The answer of הקדוש ברוך הוא to the שליח. מה גם שטען טענה נשמעת. He asked very good question. ולו היה שטעה, if we want to say משה רבינו have mistake, וקל וחומר אינו קל וחומר, is not good question, היה לו לסתור דבריו. He need to give answer. והגם שנוכל לומר כי היעדר תשובה, sometimes if you not give answer, this is the answer, היא ההכחשה בקל וחומר? איננו נכון. We cannot say this here. Why? Because few פסוקים after, what we say? ויצווהם אל בני ישראל. He recommend them. If he say, he forced them to go to talk to Paro. Says this to him from the beginning. כן? אינו נכון. שנאמר הרי, וידבר השם, וגם הצבא על אז, שאמר ויצווהם עד אחר, עד אחר דיבר משה לפניו, אין בני ישראל, לא ישמעו אליי, זמין, וזה אורח חיים הקדוש, come and say, he recommend them later, why I never said this in the beginning. Good, this is the three questions that you want to ask today, immediately after Purim, preparation for Pesach, and preparation for good life. Because everything that we learn in Geulat Mitzrayim, we take this with us in our daily life. Is again, short and clear, question number one, Moshe Rabbeinu have big concern. He said, you ask me to talk to Am Israel, nobody will listen to me. Because Baruch Hu made for him special miracle, the stick changed to snake, the snake changed back to stick. How is this miracle? Answer the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. Question number one. Question number two. Why we need the miracle? What the dogs, when we leave Egypt, never jump off every one of us. Never jump off every one of us. And bite us to teach us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide between us and the Egyptians. Why we need this? We see this in every plague, one after the other, black and white. We recognize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us and punish them. Question number three. When Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked him to talk to Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu asked a very good question. If Am Yisrael never listened, for sure who will ever listen? Who? Paro. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him answer. And later you say to him, you need to go. Why he never says this to him in the beginning, you need to go? How answer these questions? These are the three questions. Good. איך אומרים באמריקה? You ready? לאט לאט, פילי פלאים. ממש פילי פלאים, פילי פלאים. בואו נראה לאט לאט. To answer these three questions, we start in this way. The snake take place from the beginning of the creation until we stay close to cross Yarden River to Eretz Israel. It means the snake cross most of the Torah in many places. First place, obviously, push Adam and his wife to eat from the tree. Famous. Second time, snake in the Torah, by Yosef, in the pit, Parugaf 10, וישליחו אותו הבורה, והבורק אין בו מים, you see, מים אין בו, והנחשים והקרבים יש בו. Number three, משה רבינו, the stick changed to snake. Number four, before we stay close to cross Jordan River, to Eretz Israel, Am Israel complain, they really want to go back to Egypt, they lack the food, they lack the life, Paragraph 11, ויסו מאור הר דרך ים סוף, לסבוב את ארץ אדום, ותקצף שם בדרך, עם ישראל don't have patience, have difficulty, ודבר העם באלוקים ובמשה, למה אליתונו ממצרים, למות במדבר, והיו תקס to the desert, כי אין לחם, ואין מים, נפשנו קץ בלחם הקלוקל, וישלח השם, בעם את הנחשים, השרפים, והנשכו את העם, וים אותם רב מישראל, snake, attack them, one time in the Torah, but a lot of Jewish people die, more from חטא העגל, ויבוא העם אל משה ואמרו חטאנו, we sorry, we apologize, כי דיברנו בהשם ובכלל, התפלל אל השם, ויסר מעלינו את הנחש, pray to השם, and remove this terrible, terrible snakes, what kill so many, והתפלל משה באדם, או ישר רבינו make snake from copper, anyone watch the snake, if he still have the poison, he never die, and he come okay. Good? This is times, we have a few more, we mention this soon, but this is the main times when we find the snake, Adam HaRishon, by Pit, by Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu, and before we close, across Yarden River. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu use snake from time to time? Why never use a different type of animals? We have so many animals that can attack and can punish. Why only snake? The answer is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the Nachash, the Pasuk say Paragraph 13, Paragraph 12, ויאמר השם אלוקים אל הנחש כי עשית זאת, ארור אתה מכל הבהמה מכל חיית השדה, please put line, על גחונך תלך ואפר תאכל כל ימי חייך. אז חזל come and say, אפר תאכל כל ימי חייך, you go to eat what? You go to eat dirt, this big punish. Because Baruch said to him, don't talk to me, don't pray, don't ask anything. What you need? Food to stay alive? You go to the roof, you have food. You go to the dirt, you have food. Every place you have dirt. Afar tochal, big punish. But what kind of punish is to walk on the stomach? Some snake walk on the stomach 20 km, kilometer, and 1 hour. Very, very quick. Pachat pachadim. What kind of punish is? The answer is, if somebody walk on his stomach, he cannot walk straight. He need to walk in zigzag. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to divide the snake, not only for himself, also for everyone. Everyone would see snake in the street, what we do, immediately, we move to the other street. Not to the other side of the street, to other street. Because no one want to deal with sneaky. Say something, sing something else, talk something, do something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to divide the snake completely from all the universe. This snake takes place in the Torah, in other places, Paragraph 13. וכל השרץ, וידבר השם אל משה, וכן, Paragraph 13, וכל השרץ, השורץ על הארץ, שקץ הוא, לא יאכל. לא יאכל. כל הולך, please put line, על גחון. any animal will talk on the stomach, also shekets, don't eat, lo tochlum, ki shekets em. Don't eat because this is what? Shekets, despises. But in the Torah, also here, you can see, kol olech al gachon, the vav of the letter vav in the word gachon is big letter. It's not normal vav. The vav is bigger from the other letter. Why is big? Is the Gemara say in Masechet Kiddushin Paragraph 14, לפיכך נקראו ראשונים סופרים שהיו סופרים כל אותיות שבתורה. The great great tanaim, great rabbis count the letters והיו אומרים וו דגחון חציים של אותיות של ספר תורה. זה וו דגחון, זה letter וו, this exactly the middle of all the letters in the Torah. כמה זה מפורשים? מר, שם אין יעזר, אין אסק, זה not in front of us. Big deal. The great rabbis get special title, סופרים, דברי סופרים. Why? Because they count the letters and they find the vav, this is exactly what, the middle. Big deal. In this bima, take few children in elementary school and give them nice few gifts and few days, step by step, they find exactly the same. It's what is so big deal to count the letters of the Torah and they find the vav, this is the middle of the Torah. The explanation is, in life, many times we make decisions. Many times. If I make decision because it's what I feel, what I understand, what I listen, what my perspective, and my feeling, etc. Today, this is my feeling. Next week, it changed. A few months after, it's completely changed. My perspective changed. My understanding changed. My listen, also I listen differently from what I listened before. Bekitzur, when I look back, I find myself walking zigzag because all the time my decision changed because of my feeling, my understanding, my perspective, etc. But if I combine what is very important, what I feel, what I understand, what I listen, what I see, to the tradition, what I get from my parents, what I get from my rabbin, I have guarantee I walk straight, same with the letter Vav. Comes the Torah and tells us this is the crossroad. Now I need to decide what kind of life. Life has the chalila of snake. Everything all the time change. Depends on feeling, understanding, listen, etc. Or life what is straight. If I combine the tradition, the mesorah, from the family, from the rabbi, guarantee I walk straight. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to Moshe Rabbein, Moshe Rabbein, what you say to me? Nobody will listen to you. Logically, you're right. Nobody knows who are you. Few generations arrive to the world. You never see you. You come from nowhere. But if you're following after what they say to you, what you feel, what your perspective, nobody will listen to you. But if you trust me and you're following after me, you will walk straight and everybody will listen to you and you can lead everyone. What really you want to have in your hand? Stick or snake? Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, I understand. Stick. And with this stick, he punished the Egyptian. Many of the plague in Egypt take with the stick of Moshe. This stick split the ocean. This stick stay in Kodesh HaKodoshim. And any holiday, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, when we travel to Yerushalayim, they move the parochet. And everyone can see from the place what we stay, the stick. To remind us, sometimes it's not clear, not so clear what to do. My feelings say to me to do this, something. I have tradition. I have Mesorah. I have Rabbonim to ask. I'm following. I trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I trust you. We walk straight. This is the snake. What walk with us from the beginning to creation until we stay close to cross Yarden River. So nice, before we cross Yarden River. Am Israel complain, we want to go back to Egypt, the food is so great. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them with? Snake. Eladai, Am Moshe Rabbeinu stop, Aselecha Saraf, what does it mean Saraf? Snake from Kaper, Simoto al Nes. What is mean Nes? Stick. Now we have stick, and we have snake on the stick. והיה כל הנשוך וראה אותו, את מה אותו? זה סטיק. וחי. Because if somebody look of the snake, he will die. If he look of the stick, what stick represent? אמונה. קדוש ברוך הוא. We follow you after you. וחי. יוסף. Stay in pit. Full with snake. Chance to stay alive. Zero. Zero. Chazal tell us he in shock. His face move. He look very ugly. Until he come back to the normal. Yosef is יפה תואר, יפה מראה. But when he stay in the stake, he in shock. He's move and he look ugly. From this reason, the Ishmaeli, what by Yosef, how much money is he pay? 20 kesef. Not so much. Because how he look, who will buy him? He look terrible. And he stay in the pit. Sneak around him. And he say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand you talk to me. Because if you don't want to talk, the life will over quickly from the snake. I understand one day you go to take me out from this pit. And one day I go to meet my brothers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I promise you now, when I see my brothers, I go to help them, to give them shoulder, to do everything what I can do for them. I don't go to punish them. I don't go to do to them anything wrong or bad. You can do what you want. This is a snake in the pit by Yosef. It means the reason why the stick was a snake walk with us from the beginning of the creation is to teach us what kind of life we want. And it's so interesting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Nachash, you believe or not, in paragraph 12, what he say to him? ויאמר השם אלוקים לנחש, כי עשית זאת ארור אתה מכל הבמה, מכל חיית השדה, יקרסם. על, מה כתוב? paragraph 12, first line, על, פוצירקל גחונך תלך. How you, זה תורה, write the word גחה? בלי הוו. זה never have, זה לדר וו. He will never come back to the normal. He will never come back to the normal. He gets a punish for good forever. This is the stick and the snake what work with us. And now we take this a little bit more deep for a few more minutes. Noach come out from the teva. The pasuk say paragraph 15. Pasuk kaf. Second line. Vayechel Noach ish ha-adama. Va-ita ha-kerem. Va-yesht min ha-yayin. Va-ishkar. Va-itgal. Etc. Chazal say in paragraph 16. Darash over Galila. Somebody from the Galil walk into Beit HaMidrash and say 13 Vavim, 13 times the letter Vav Ne'emar B'Yayin. In this psukim, Vayechem Noach Ish Adama, Vayitaker, Vayesh Min Hayayin, Vayishkar, Vayitgal, Vayar, etc. What this person from the Galil say, what Ravina V'Ravashi, what they organize the Shas, very impressed, and they say, wow, this vault short inside. What this person from the Galil, maybe farmer, maybe some person, not a special rabbi, say, need to stay with us in Torah Shebe'al Peh for good forever. What he says this person? Noach! Noach, Noach, you start new world. Pure! Clean! Why you pick the wrong tree to start this world? What tree Noach pick? Grape, you right? Grape. How the grape grow? Zigzag. This is not your tree. What happened to the fruit that come from this tree? Fruit is great. But what happens, what we do from the fruit, sometimes can make the person also zigzag. Complete. If he drinks too much. This happened to Noach. Noach, why you pick the wrong tree? You have opportunity to take this world to the redemption. Clean, you miss opportunity. Chazal come and say to us, paragraph 17, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, אותו אילן שאכל אדם הראשון ממנו, גפן היה. The tree, what אדם הראשון eat, הקדוש ברוך הוא said to him, from every tree you allow to eat, one tree is not belong to you. What tree? גפן. Why גפן is not belong to you? Because עץ, God create us, בצלם אלוקים. צלם, image of God, yes? צלם בגימטריה עץ. זה גרסי. To grow same tree, straight, we can make fruits. One tree not belong to us. Grape. because he's grow in zigzag. Adam HaRishon loses life of the wrong tree. Same tree, Noach loses a life and the redemption of this world in same tree. Vayita kerem. Until Avraham Avinu, paragraph 18, Vayita Eshel Bebe'er Sheva. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem El Olam. Eshel, what does it mean Eshel? First Chazal says, tree would go straight. But Chazal also say, Eshel is what? Rashei Tevot. Achila, Shtia, Lina, Livu, yes. What does it mean? You open a restaurant, hotel, on the house, you can eat how much you want. Never forget, say bracha before to Hashem, say bracha after to Hashem, he give everything. Other way, to spread the name of Hashem all over. Correct? Now listen very carefully. Eshel! Achila! He fixed the mistake of Adam HaRishon, what eat from the wrong tree. Shtia! He fixed the mistake of Noach, what drink from this wrong tree. Geffen. Lina! He fixed the mistake of Zdom, would never accept everyone, not help everyone, not open the door to anyone. Avraham Avinu, he picked the right tree. And with this tree, he start to build new world and keep this world exist. Ele toldot ha-shamayim ve-aretz be'i baram lina Zdom. Never accept any guest, anyone, not help to anyone. Zdom, anshei Zdom. Yes? Now, Pilei Pleim, Pilei Pleim. He opens the door for free. He gives to people to eat. He shows what is min hachnasat orchim. He stands, they have many doors from all over, and all the time is open. And the door completely is opposite for Sdom. Now, Pilei Pleim, Pilei Pleim. Vaita Eshel. Chazal says in paragraph 19 in Baal HaTurim. Three times in the Tanakh we find the word Vayita. One, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden, when he creates the world. Other one, Vayita Eshel, who Avraham Avinu. And the other one, Noach Vayita Kerem. Darshu Raboteinu Mechan Lakach HaNetiyah Migan Eden. Vechen Avraham Lakach HaEshel Migan Eden. Noach pick the wrong tree. What Adam HaRishon eat from this tree, Avraham Avinu pick the right tree. And this tree of Avraham Avinu symbolically represent what going to happen in this world from time of Avraham Avinu. Nation will come for him, would grow straight. What's the name of the Avot? Yesharim. Sefer Bereshit is Sefer HaYashar, straight. And Yaakov Avinu, the last night of Eretz Israel. What he do? If you was in the last night in Eretz Israel, and you know to Galut, one-way ticket. What people will do? We take all the family, they never sleep all the night, they talk about how Eretz Israel is a special place, a unique place, and how we build generation after what still connect to Eretz Israel, one day they will come back. What Yaakov Avinu doing the last night in Eretz Israel? He takes a ladder, and he cut branches from the tree of Avraham Avinu, and he gave to every one of his children, and he told them, please, when you arrive in Egypt, plow and plant this branch from the tree of your grandfather beside your house. Paragraph 20, Vaita Israel, Vaisa Israel v'chol asher lo v'evo be'er ha-shava l'echan alach, Amar Rav Nachman alach l'kutz arazim shenata Avraham zkeno. They go to cut branches. And when we leave Egypt, obviously these branches come what? Big trees. And we cut, and we use this for the Mishkan, Atzei Shittim Omdim. The base material to build the Mishkan is Atzei Shittim. Because this is a Shita. This is a Derech. Now we understand. Pil A, Pil A, Pil A, Pil A, Pil A. First, the miracle snake and stick answers the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. You're right, logically. But Moshe, you following after who? After your feeling? After your perspective? Or you following after? Me. What you want in your hand? Stick or snake? This also answers the third question. Pilei Pleim. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Am Yisrael never listen. For sure you don't go to listen. Paro, nu Hashem, Orachayim HaKadosh Kasla, why never give him answer? Listen very carefully. Very, very carefully. What is it possible to say, if you can, for a second, go back to paragraph 8. וידבר משה לפני השם לאמור, אין בני ישראל לא שמעו אליי, ואיך ישמעני פרעה ואני ארע שפתיים. In Hebrew, we never say וידבר משה לפני השם. It's not right to say, if I talk to somebody, I never say וידבר לפני השם. וידבר משה, נו, אל השם. אל. מה זה לפני השם? Back to the sources in front of us. In paragraph 23, וידבר משה לפני השם, לא שדיבר אל השם. He never asked השם, זה סקל וחומר. כי לא מצינו לעולם, we never find, וידבר משה אל השם. משה never talk to השם. השם talk to משה, except one time, משה talk to השם. זולת, יפקוד השם, אלוקי הרוחות, איש על כל העדה. קדוש ברוך הוא, you will pick the next leader. And look the last few lines. אבל כאן, last line, paragraph 23, לא היה דיבור על השם, אלא מדבר לעצמו לפני השם. What is mean? And הקדוש ברוך הוא say to משה רבינו, נו, go talk to פרעה. משה רבינו silent for a few seconds, and he say to himself, one minute, פרעה? How I can talk to פרעה? If I'm Israel, never listen. For sure, he never listen. הוא פרעה, correct? But immediately he give answer to himself. הקדוש ברוך הוא give me answer to this question. What answer he give me? The miracle what he show me, how the stick, snake to snake, and the snake changed to stick. Is mean? Logically, I am right. Paro never listened to me. Kal v'chomer. But I never walk with logic. I walk with emuna, with bitachon. I walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He runs the show. He runs the world. He's not, he asked the question to Hashem, and Hashem never gave him answer. Never ask, you only sing about this question. I said to you many times, you know, we have computers, remember, yes? Apple, Dell, לא כך קוראים לזה, Dell? נכון, Dell. יש גם HP, נכון? מי זה HP? פקר? לא, HP, תזכרו, השגחה פרטית. HP, תזכרו, זה השגחה פרטית. הכל, כל מה שקורה. אז משה רבינו say, I have good question to ask, but I never ask because I have the answer. הקדוש ברוך הוא walk with me. Now, what we see until now, פילי פלאים, step A to every redemption, step A to every situation what we want will take place in our life, is אמונה. ביטחון בקדוש ברוך הוא. To believe in השגחה פרטית. To know he is the answer. He's the address to every answer. This is step A. But this step A of emuna and Ashgacha Pratit, and he watch us and he listen to us, is not enough. Is not enough. It's good, it's excellent, but it's not enough. We need other part. And this is what the dog represents. And about the dog, look what we have, something unbelievable. Where we find the dog? In the Torah. לכל בני ישראל הוא אחד כלב לשונו. We give the unkosher meat to the dog, לכלב תשליחון אותו. And also in פרק שירה. פרק שירה is a beautiful essay what רבי עקיבא, רב לזבנון כנוס, is the pen, early תנועים writes this, how all the universal give say song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the animals, the trees, the birds, the fish, etc. And what klavim say? Klavim is the last one in Perek Shira, paragraph 24. Bo nishtachave nicha'a nivrecha lifnei Hashem Oseinu. Klavim say bo nishtachave, the bow down. But in Azaren in paragraph 25, klavim azei nefesh. Lo yadu sova. Klavim is very scary animal. Azei nefesh, they can jump, they can run, every army have dogs, what they run inside, they make miracles. Miracles is how we can say, and one hand, they bow down, bow nishtacha ve nicha, but in other hand, they so strong. The answer is, the Maharsha tells us, why dog in Hebrew is kelev? is a Maharsha say, paragraph 26, in the middle of the first line, ki nikra kelev, you can put line, ki nikra kelev, paragraph 26 in the middle of the first line, ki kulo lev veneeman leadonav. We don't have any animal what's so loyalty to the owner, same as dog. You know, in Yerushalayim, in King George Street, besides the Mashbir, you know, they have big horse. There is some park with big horse. Every Friday, 100 dogs we bring to people what they want to adopt the dog for the weekend, for the children's time in the chofesh. You know, people have dog, Ima don't want to have dog or in the house, but for a few days, why not? It's good toys for the children. And immediately, when he walked to the house, he ran out of the children, he walked with them, he stayed with them. Immediately, he kulolev, he completely loyalty to the owner. In other way, dog, have the mida of a karasatov. Dog, loyalty to the master more from anybody else. And he returned back home. And we say many times, you can read stories how the dogs save life of people and keep them alive. Also, we have some movie, Lo, Sheinu Ktanim, Lassi, Chozeret Abayta, Ken, yes. Anyway, dog is, Ken, is very, and Chazal come and tells us about this. Look in paragraph 30. אם הכרת הטוב 30 פרוגרף סרט, אם הכרת הטובה תבטל, על מה העולם עומד? על מה העולם עומד? וידוע שהבורא ברא העולם בחסד ובאמת, הקדוש ברוך הוא created this world בחסד, and he gave everything for us for free, ואף על פי שעשה זאת שלא על מנת לקבל פרס, כי מציאותו התברך מספיקה בעצמו, he don't need anything for us. מכל מקום, put line, טבע העניין, זה nature, יחייב שיקבל מברואיו שכר ראוי חלק מהסוף. Still, we need to pay something to הקדוש ברוך הוא. What we need to pay him back? זהו הקרס החסד בעילול והודעה. הקרס הטוב. To say thank you. ומזה לא מנע עצמו מלקבלו. This הקדוש ברוך הוא look for, we will say to him again and again, only thank you. אדי רבה, ביקשו מהם מן הדין. He wants this for us. And now put line, the last few words, לפי שגורע חוקו בזה, if somebody don't have הכרת הטוב, מציאותו לבטלה. All his essence is not relevant. Remember משה רבינו? The daughter of Yitro, the time run, I say this בעל פה, you can see inside. Daughter of Yitro say, איש מצרי, צילנו מיד הרועים. Why does he say איש מצרי? They come and say to משה רבינו, when he helped them, he said, well, thank you, sir. He don't say to me, thank you. Say thank you to the Egyptian what they kill. Because if I never kill him, I never run away from Egypt. I never hear, I never help you. Moreover, before Hashem sent them back to Egypt, after a week of negotiation, he came and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1 minute. Everything is okay, but I need to get one green light from Yitro. He opens the house for me, he cares about me, he takes me one of his family, I cannot run away. I need to say thank you. I need to ask permission. Is Akara Satov, this is the key. This is the key. And Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he said to Am Israel, all the complaints in the desert take place because one reason. Am Israel miss the feeling of Akaras Hatov. Now, listen, Pilei Playing. Paragraph 34. In Perek Shira, we have other animals that are relevant for us now. The wolf, Zev. What possibly belong to Zev? Paragraph 34. Al kol dvar pesha. על שור, על חמור, על זה, על סלמה, על כל עבדה, אשר יאמר כי הוא זה, עד האלוהים יבוא דבר שניהם, אשר ירשיעו אלוהים ישלם שניים לרעהו. What this posuk? This posuk talk about שומר חינם. You know what is mean שומר חינם? שומר חינם, this is a person what is reputation in the neighborhood, in the town, first class. 10 star. People can trust them more from anybody else. You can leave your document by him, you can leave your jewelry, you can leave your money. Ah, great person. He give you back. And he never take anything. Wow, Shomer Chinam. One day, somebody come and give him to save something, to keep something. Some jewelry. And he say to him, after Okay, you can give me back. You never give me. What? I gave you. No, you never give me. What? They take him to the court, and the Dayanim, fine, he steals the money. What does this person do? He uses the reputation, what he gets from who? From people. People give him great reputation. People come and say, wow, he's a unique person. And he uses the reputation, what he gets from the people, from the neighborhood, to steal. This person is what? Kfui tova. Kfui tova. This akara tatov yev. Now, the Gemara come and tells us, in Masechet Brachot, Mashal lema adavar dome. Look, the Gemara, for 1 minute more. Leadam shaya mealech bader, somebody walk in the street. Pagabo zeev. Wolf, jump of him. Thank God, he survived. Haya mesaper volech maase zeev. Make big sudas mitzvah. Later, pagabo ari. Lion. ויצל ממנו, היה הולך ומספר מעשה הרי. פגע בו נחש, ניצל ממנו. We forget about the miracle with the wolf and the lion, והיה מספר והולך מעשה נחש. כך ישראל, צרות אחרונות משכחות צרות מה? ראשונות. Now, what? The Gemara, why the Gemara use these three animals? Lion, wolf and snake. כמה מרשה in paragraph 36, the last page is saying, פגע בו זאב, פגע בו ארי, פגע בו נחש. מותר לבן פורס נאו, מדמי מצרים, למה? Please put line מדמי מצרים לזאב. What is mean מדמי מצרים? מצרים represent זאב. מצרים is this הכרת הטוב. והיה כמלך חדש, אשר לא ידע את יוסף. מצרים קם, huge אימפריה. Strong אימפריה, more from any other state in the world. Who makes this? יוסף הצדיק. יעקב אבינו היה כמלך חדש. Forget everything. Who are you? Terrible. Is מצרים represent this הכרת הטוב. What represent is by the animals is what animal? זאב, correct? פילי פלאים. Everybody know, I'm sure, זה משנה עם ברכות. מתי קוראים קריאת שמה בשחרית? When is the right time to read קריאת שמה? מי שיקיר בתחלת ל... לבן. נכון? זה ספר משנה. כמה זה משנה אינסי? פאונג אף 37. ממתי קוראים קריאת שם משחרית? מי שיקיר מתחלת ללבן. אצדרה. לוק זה לס ליים? תנה רבי מאיר אומר, זה לס פי וורד? מי שיקיר בן... מה? זאב לכלב. When somebody knows the difference between this הכרת הטוב and הכרת הטוב, how to divide between them, this is the way to מקבל עול מלכות שמיים. הקדוש ברוך הוא want for us. If we will leave Egypt only with 10 plagues, you know what's going to happen every night in Leila Seder? We sit and we have special night with Jewish history. We have this plague, this plague, this miracle. No, no, הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא don't want for us only to transfer to the next generation, to deliver it to the next generation, the miracles what happened to us in Egypt. How Hashem protect us, a story. He want for us, before everything, what I take from Egypt. What we take from Egypt. What we need to take from Egypt? Akaras HaTov. This is a miracle with a dog who take place in the way from Egypt. Leman tidun, ki Hashem yafle ben Israel uben Mitzrayim. We say, we know this before. All the year plagues, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided between us in Egyptian. Yes, all the year what we see is miracles. Why? We stay in movie every month. Full week, the punish, dam, tzvardei akinim. No, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say. This you can say also. It's very important. Leman, tesapru, ledor acharon, sichu bechol nifleotav, talk about the miracles. But more important for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not what I see in Egypt, what I take from me. If I know what I take for me, I can take, Kodesh Bochu take us from Egypt. But he wants for us to take Egypt from ourselves. He take us from Egypt. And the next step to take Egypt from our life is to have the lesson of Hakarat HaTov. This is the two legs to get everything from Kodesh Bochu. What we need in our daily life. First, what the Nachash, the opposite, the stick represent, זה אמונה, השגחה פרטית, איזה אדרס, and parallel to this, הכרס הטוב. הכרס הטוב to people, הכרס הטוב to הקדוש ברוך הוא, and we have this, הקדוש ברוך הוא come and say, you know what to do in this world. I also know what to give you, and you will get what you need. This is what we need to take with us. If you combine these two midot with us, and we elevate this, elevate more Hashgacha Pratit, and now we stay between miracles of Purim to miracles of Pesach. It's a great time in the year of time of Simcha, time of excitement, time what we really can get a lot. And we have this kind of feeling. It's Besiyata Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Kol Mishnot Ibenu Letovah. And Simchat Adar will continue not only in Adar, all the life, and the Bracha, and everything what, HaKadosh, what we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give to us. And we zoche Lehakol Mitoch Bracha, Briyut, Vesimcha. Thank you very much.